Now, as a pastor, it's always a struggle when we have Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter.
Because
there are only so many messages that I can preach on Christmas. I've been here for almost 19 years. And to be exact, I have about 17 messages that I preached on Christmas. So how do I keep this thing fresh? This week, I actually went back and looked at some of my previous sermons.
And in fact,
there was a message that I preached. The title was Why I Hate Christmas. I told Henry this morning that this is a message that I'm going to talk about. You should have seen his eyes, just he was shocked. Now, I hate Christmas for what it has become. I hate how the retailers turn this day into the most profitable holiday or season for consumers. I also hate how Santa Claus has captivated the imagination of our children and preached the gospel of Santa Claus.
很討厭呢,小朋友呢,是崇拜聖誕老人呢,現在。
Who rewards our good deeds with just stuff, things of this world. That will never give us the real joy. A real peace. I hate how this world has this growing sentiment towards the story of Jesus coming into this world. I remember growing up, our family, every Christmas used to go out and build this great nativity scene in downtown Toronto.
我小的時候在多倫多小的時候,每個聖誕就會起一個聖誕這個背景.
She was an artist.
有一個畫家,一個藝術家.
And we used to give out food to thousands of homeless people.
是派一些食物給無家可歸者.
One day police showed up and you said you cannot do this anymore.
有一天,警察來了說你不可以再這樣做了.
Because you're propagating your religious message to the public.
因為你在公眾場所傳遞你的宗教信息.
That was just the beginning. Nowadays, you cannot talk about Christ during Christmas season, even at places like school or even at our workplace.
現時,在學校,很多公眾地方,不可以講,
Let alone displaying any kind of nativity scene or telling the real story of Christmas.
不可以將真正的聖誕故事傳遞出去。
I also hate how Christmas season makes people without money, people without a family or a community feel more lonely and miserable in this season.
很討厭聖誕期間令到很多沒有家人的,令到很孤單,很沮喪.
Lastly, I also hate how this holiday is actually tied with the paganistic practices of old times.
還有跟很多外邦的人的思想混淆了.
For many people, Christmas is just another holiday.
對很多人說,
for fun, for things that you enjoy doing.
是玩的,
in fact, most people do not realize this, but there was a time in our American history
可能大家忘記了,
when early Puritans, those people who came to this country, actually banned by law any celebration of Christmas because it was so paganistic.
初來那些政教徒呢,
they were actually fine for celebrating Christmas because it was all about drinking, gambling, and having fun.
Pull
away all these layers of things that's been added on. There still remains a story. It's a story that hasn't changed for nearly 2,000 years. But it's also one of those powerful stories that has transformed many nations. Kings and empires,
很多國王,
societies and many individuals like you and me.
很多社會,
today, our children did an amazing job telling this real Christmas story.
Now
we're going to dig a little deeper. And we've already read that passage from Luke chapter 2. So we're not
going
to read the passage. And our kids really reenacted that whole story in a beautiful way. So digging a little deeper, I want to tell you the real Christmas story. It starts with when.
真正的故事是什么时?
Now many people think that December 25th is really the day that Christ was born. It actually has nothing to do with the actual day of birth of Jesus. December 25th used to be a pagan holiday.
12月25日咧，係啲外教嗰啲外邦慶祝日子嚟嘅。
And when Romans embraced Christianity, they actually tried to convert all of their pagan holidays into religious holiday.
想當年羅馬帝國咧接受咗基督教咧。
So they just chose this day as the official day of celebration of the birth of Christ.
佢就揀咗呢一日成為聖誕節。
But if you actually go back and read Luke chapter 1,
但睇翻路加福音第一章，
there's a little bit of unusual details about timing of the birth of Jesus.
有啲好特別嘅仔細嘅嘢要睇一睇嘅喎。
Now it doesn't explicitly tell us when Jesus was born.
雖然冇佢確實話俾你聽耶穌幾時出世。
But it begins with the story of John the Baptist and how he came into this world. And his father's name was Zechariah, one of the priests.
但首先講咧係佢表哥施洗約翰，佢阿爸叫撒加利亞。
And then it gives us this detail that he was a priest of the division of Abijah.
撒加利亞係個祭司嚟嘅。
Okay, in those days, even priests, they operated like a military. They had their own divisions, that they had own duties and calendars.
那些祭司就好像当兵一样，有自己的日期，自己的节期。
So if you look at their priestly calendar, this division particularly would serve, they would do their duty in the temple, during the eighth, there were the eighth division, so it will happen during the time of May and June.
撒加利系嘅祭司，咁就分成每一党每一派啦。佢服侍期间咧系五月至六月嘅。
So that's all you need to know. May and June will be the time of their service.
系啦，佢服侍嘅时候系五月至六月。
Now we know that Zechariah actually had conceived John the Baptist right after his priestly service.
记住，撒加利亚即系施洗约翰嘅阿爸咧。有咗約施洗約翰嗰陣時咧，就啱啱佢做完呢個五至六月嘅。
So let's say sometime late June or early July。
咁啊，當係七月到啦。
And we know that John the Baptist was born probably around late March because he was conceived right after his service。
咁啊，計一計咧，施洗約可能係三月出世噶咯。
And then there's another detail that talks about how Elizabeth actually came to visit Mary during the pregnancy.
另外一樣嘅就係施洗約翰個媽伊麗莎白咧，就探下瑪利亞噶嘛。
This actually happened during the sixth month of pregnancy.
呢個係伊麗莎白駝住施洗約翰六個月嗰陣時，六月懷胎。
Why is this important?
點解咁重要咧
？So if you put these things together, we know that Jesus would have been born sometime around.September or October.
你将呢嘢加加减减咧，耶稣可能系九月或者十月出世。
Now this is pretty significant because there were three major holidays or holy days that God commanded Israelites to celebrate.
咁重要，因为神咧系命定以色列人咧有三个大嘅节期要庆祝嘅。
You know, these days the three major holidays that we celebrate is what?
今时今日我哋庆祝咩？
Easter,
大日庆祝
Thanksgiving and Christmas,
圣诞节、复活节。
Now for Jews, there were three really important holidays or holy days.
但犹太人自己有三个圣日嘅。
It was the Feast of Passover,
就系逾越节。
And the Feast of Pentecost,
系五旬期。
And the Feast of Tabernacles,
同埋住棚节。
So birth of Jesus would have actually fallen around the time of the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以耶稣出世嗰阵时咧，可能系住棚节嗰段期间嘅。
Now this is really important because the way they used to celebrate has everything to do with the timing of the birth of Jesus.
而嗰阵时庆祝咧，系完全围绕住耶稣出世嗰日子嘅。
And John chapter 1 introduces this Jesus to us.
约翰福音第一章就介绍咗耶稣俾我哋识啦。
Because he's actually introducing Jesus in the backdrop of one of the most important holidays of the Jewish culture.
佢點樣介紹就係呢個節期背景其中一個節期。
In John chapter 1, he says, "True light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world."
嗰陣時佢約翰福音第一章就講到真光光照普世。
And he says, "All who received him and believed in his name, he gave the right to become God's children."
凡接受光，接受他的名字，可以成为他的儿女。
And then in verse 14 of chapter 1, he uses the word became flesh.
第一章第十四节嗰度话道成肉身。
And then he uses this particular word that would have meant tremendous, had carried tremendous meaning to the Jews. He says that he tabernacled among his people.
最重要就系下一句咧，就讲佢住在他们当中。
Why?
点解？
Because again, it's in the backdrop of this.Tabernacle feast.
因为个背景就系住棚节。
It means that God came and pitched a tent and made a dwelling amongst the men.
神就嚟到我哋当中，喺我哋起起嘅帐篷。
And then he goes on to explain, in him was life.
再解释就解释咧，佢
And this life was the light of men.
呢个生命咧就系人嘅光。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
光照在黑暗当中，黑暗唔可以胜过光。
So one of the meanings of the coming of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, is really the light coming into this world.
所以其中嘅用意，最大嘅用意就系光嚟到黑暗之处。
This is how they used to celebrate the end of the Feast of Tabernacles by lighting this gigantic menorah.
嗰阵时就系咁样庆祝柱棚节啦。到到结尾嗰阵时咧，就燃点呢个羊烛。
And John is saying that Jesus is the true light.
约翰咧就话，
so that's the first meaning. And then the second thing that we want to pay attention to is how this was announced.
第二要注意咧，点样可以宣布出嚟咧
？Or to whom this news was announced?
或者系宣布俾边个听
？Now we live in a very media savvy world.
我而家住喺一个咧，即系传媒发达嘅社会。
I just cannot fathom the days of no radio, no internet, no television, no newspapers.
我无法想象一个冇资讯、冇网路、冇收音机嘅地方嘅日子。
Let alone Instagram and WeChat.
冇 IG, 冇微信。
We take those things for granted.
我哋呢啲嘢咧实在太丰富啦。
I remember about a year ago when we were adopting a dog. It's not here.
When you were what?
Adopting a dog.
Oh.一年前佢想
a little puppy,
领养只狗啊佢。
I put a little post on my Facebook page.
佢喺个面书嗰边咧摆咗啲嘢。
I said Princess Number Five is coming home.
佢话公主第五号嚟啦。
And within just literally minutes of posting that message,
唔够嘅几分钟咧
，my Facebook page literally blew up and people began to text me.
我个面书就开始爆棚啦。
Congratulations!
好多人发短信话啊恭喜晒。
Another daughter.
又有女啦。
And then some people were angry that we had not told them.
有啲人仲嬲我，啲人唔早同我讲。
They thought we were having another girl.
以为我有第五个女。
So I had to explain myself.
咁我要解释俾大家。
What was shocking is that just within minutes of posting my message, like literally halfway around the world, people found out what was going on.
最惊奇就系我摆咗上面书咧，唔够几分钟咧，世界各地人已经知。
So it is very very difficult for us to imagine a time where even just to get a piece of news, it would take days, if not months.
好难明白到咧，以前啲新闻咧系要需要日子，需要几个月先可以传递出去。
And yet, this story that we heard today,
今日呢个故事
，it was actually very, very secretive.
系个好秘密嘅故事嚟嘅。
Now, even as a father, when I have a child, when my wife gets pregnant, the first thing that I do is just either make a post or let people know or email them.
身为父亲，当我发现我太太有咗之后咧，我就上网摆晒上去。
I want the whole world to know.
我想宣布俾全世界听。
The child is coming.
我有咗啦，我哋。
And yet there was no announcement.
但系
no public announcement.
当时系传递。
I mean, God could have.Figured out a way to let the whole world know about this.
啊，神点样可以将呢个新闻传递出去咧
？Why was this so secretive?
点解咁秘密啊
？God already had promised that 500 years before the coming of Jesus that the Messiah will be born in town of Bethlehem.
因为五百年前咧，神已经应许咗尼赛亚会喺伯利恒嗰度出世。
And yet, in this story that we just heard, only two groups of people were aware of this person, this Messiah coming into this world.
但啱啱听到个故事咧，净有两种人咧系收到呢个消息嘅啫。
Remember who they were? The first group?
边两种？第一批。
The shepherds, the lowly shepherds.
啲好下等嘅牧羊人。
Who had no status in the society.
喺社会度咧冇地位。
They were considered the poorest of the poor, the lowest of the class.
系社会嘅榨菜嚟嘅。
They were the first group that was announced that heard the news of the coming of the Messiah.
系第一批接受到呢个消息嘅一班人。
And then the other group of people were the magi.
第二个就系嗰啲东方啲智者。
The three kings who brought their offerings.
传说中嘅三王。
Now people get a little confused because there are two different versions of the story of the birth of Christ in the Bible.
圣经里边咧系有两种唔同故事嘅。
One comes from Luke where he doesn't mention anything about magi.
一个系路加福音冇讲啲东方智者。
Or even Herod.
或者海撒。
And then there is a Matthew version in chapter 2 that talks about Herod and Magi.
但马太福音就唔同咯。
So which is true?
边个真呢
？So Christians try to combine these two stories into one version.
咁基督徒咧将佢合埋一齐成为一个故事。
And that's what we usually grew up with.
所以我哋所听嘅就系呢两个故事。
But if you pay attention to what is happening, actually Magi coming to worship Jesus, it actually happens at a later time.
但你仔细啲睇咧，就发觉啲字真系好耐之后先嚟。
Matthew had a different understanding or different purpose of introducing Jesus as the King of the Jews.
马太想介绍嘅耶稣系唔同嘅，呢个系基督嘅君王啊嘛。
And Luke is trying to introduce this Jesus as a shepherd.
路加咧就将呢个牧者介绍俾我哋识。
So these are the two groups of people who actually heard about the news of Jesus coming as Messiah.
呢个就系两批人咧，系接受到尼赛亚嘅。
But I want you to think about if you are one of these shepherds who actually encounter angel and when and witness the birth of this baby Messiah.
但假设你就系嗰个牧羊人，收到呢个消息，见到尼赛亚诞生。
Imagine what would have happened to their lives.
你諗下佢嘅生命會點樣改變呢
？If you witness this event, what could have happened to your life?
如果你目睹呢件事，你嘅生命點會改變呢
？Do you know what happened to these shepherds?
知唔知發生咩事啊？呢啲牧羊人。
Do you know?
知唔知呢
？Nothing.
乜都冇。
They worshipped this king that night.
佢哋嗰晚就敬拜咗呢個君王。
And they probably went home and went about their business.
跟住翻去咧。
They would never hear about this name of Jesus until some 30 years later.
好似若無其事咁樣，直到三十年後。
The whole world just went quiet. The whole world went quiet.
全世界都縮靜曬。
This historic event was only revealed to this one group of people.
呢件轟動嘅世界事件咧，就係向呢班人。
These magi who traveled across the continent, imagine the preparation.
呢啲東方博士嚟自東方。想想要籌備幾耐
Months of just traversing across the continent and desert just to bring this gift.
行了很多個月帶著這小小禮物來到耶路撒冷這個地方
That was it. We don't hear about them anymore.
接著就銷聲匿跡不知道發生什麼事了
Now Luke is really trying to tell us who this Jesus was.
路加就想介紹這個耶穌是誰
He came as a shepherd of the mankind.
他來到是成為人的牧者
That's why it is only revealed to the shepherds.
所以就向牧羊人
Now Matthew is trying to explain to the readers that this Jesus is actually the king.
馬太就話呢個係君王嚟嘅喎。
Who's of infinite worth, that's why they brought gold.
係啦，佢價值係無限嘅，所以
帶咗黃金。They don't realize is that what these two other gifts actually signify.
但其中另外嗰兩份禮物係咩意思呢
Frankincense.
乳香。
Myrrh.
沒藥。
If you do a little bit of research, I mean, even to this day, these are the incense that are extensively used in the burial rituals when a person dies.
你調查嗰陣時就知道呢個係殮葬人嗰陣時咧需要用嘅藥物嚟嘅。
This was a prophetic act.
呢個係一個啟示性嘅。
God was pronouncing to the world that this baby is coming, who is King of infinite worth, who is coming to lay down his own life.
神係啟示俾人聽，呢個嬰孩咧係一個無限。價值嘅君王
，and these gifts really represent his prophetic destiny.
第一都將佢生命係終日會獻上。
And then let's talk about the last thing, manger.
最後一樣嘢就係呢個馬槽。
Why was he born in a manger?
點解馬槽誕生呢
？Now our typical understanding, again, is that this was accidental.
好多人認為呢個係唔小心嘅。
They were traveling in a busy season.
佢哋咧係一個好繁忙嘅時間。
Now back then it was not a Christmas season because there was no Christmas hadn't happened yet.
但嗰時唔係聖誕期間喎。
But there was a census going on, empire-wide census that was taking place.
但嗰陣時咧係人口普查，每人要翻鄉下。
Everybody was called to go back to their homeland.
每人要翻去鄉下登記啊。
And they had to register themselves.
登記翻自己。
So our understanding is that you know people were traveling and all these hotels or inns were booked out, sold out.
所以要知道要人來人往，所有啲酒店咧已經 book 滿曬啦。
But that's not what the Bible is actually telling us.
但係聖經唔係咁講。
You have to really understand: was this intentional or accidental?
係咪刻意嘅咧，定係？
That Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
耶稣要喺伯利恒度。
That was already prophesied 500 years before Jesus came.
500年前已经启示咗噶啦嘛。
Through the prophet Micah.
尼迦书已经讲咗。
That he would be born in the town of David.
喺大卫嘅城里边会诞生。
So who was behind this massive reorganization of the population of Roman Empire?
点解啲人要周围走人口普查咧？
At the time, Joseph and Mary were actually living in a little place called Nazareth.
嗰陣時咧，約瑟同埋瑪利亞住喺拿撒勒呢個地方。
When I went to Israel, I actually took a bus from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem.
我翻去以色列聖城嗰陣時，有去過拿撒勒同埋瑪利亞。
It was a several hours of travel on the highway.
揸車高速公路都要幾個鐘。
So it would have taken days, if not weeks, to get there.
如果要行路咧，係數以日計嘅。
And Luke chapter 2 begins by telling us, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus.
嗰陣時咧，路加福音話凱撒咧就叫啲人
，that all the world should be registered，
全世界啲人咧都要登記。
So Joseph also went from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem。
咁啊，約瑟咧就由佢住嘅拿撒勒地方翻返佢家鄉，佢嘅鄉下。
Again, Luke is telling us that this is a promise that was given many hundred years ago。
路加就提醒我哋。500年前呢就是这个应许
That is about to be fulfilled.
就是你会实践了。
Now, I remember traveling during our first pregnancy.
我记得第一个怀第一孕第一胎的时候。
We were driving from Boston to San Jose to start our job here at this church.
由东岸揸车过来西岸那边。
It was a cold winter days.
一个非常之严寒的冬日。
We weren't traveling on the back of a donkey.
佢哋唔係騎住只驢過嚟。
We weren't walking. We had a nice car.
佢哋唔係行，佢哋揸緊車。
But it was cold. It was a busy season.
非常之凍。
I remember going through Salt Lake City, Utah.
去到Utah 呢個地方。
We couldn't get a hotel room.
去到鹽霧城咧，揾唔到
酒店。So we had to drive into the middle of the morning to finally get a place because during that time the Winter Olympic was happening.
因為嗰陣時咧係冬運啊。所以冇地方俾佢哋住咧，周圍揸車。
It reminds so much of what was happening in this story.
就回想到好似呢個故事發生咁樣。
As soon as we arrived in San Francisco, our baby was miscarried.
佢睇下嚟到。
I remember feeling so guilty.What did I put my wife through? It was our first pregnancy. She was like 10 weeks into pregnancy, and we had to endure all that travel. See, no loving husband or no loving father would actually put someone who loves, someone he loves, through that kind of suffering. And yet here, what this story is telling us is this.God is the one who is orchestrating all this. He's the one who put this little thought in Caesar Augustus' heart that there will be an empire-wide reshuffling of the population so that they can actually travel to this little town called Bethlehem.
And
that this baby would be born not in a comfortable home,
以致呢個 BB 可以唔係一個好安舒嘅地方出世。
In a very strange place,
一個好奇怪嘅地方。
A stable filled with hays and stubbles.
一個滿有禾秆草嘅馬槽入邊。
Why?
點解咧
？Why would God actually put them through this kind of trouble?
點解神要將佢哋經歷呢個難關咧
？And why a manger?
點解喺個馬槽入邊
？This was not an accident.
God
planned it this way, that his only son would be actually born into this world in a little manger.
神已經想定了，是想他的兒子在一個馬槽裡面誕生。
Mary and Joseph were not looking for a hotel room at the time.
瑪利亞和約瑟那時找不到，找不到酒店。
If you study the structure of a typical Jewish home,
你想看一看那時猶太人的屋子呢?
What we call inn, what is translated as inn is usually the second floor of the house.
我哋話嗰啲酒店、旅店咧，係一間屋嘅第二層。
Which is considered the guest house.
係一個客房嚟嘅。
It's usually called the upper room. That's where Jesus actually wanted to have his final meal with his disciples.
可能係樓上嘅房閣。
And because of all the traveling, all the upper rooms were taken up.
因為奔奔跑跑，好多人咧喺度執人來人往咧。
So the only place that was available is downstairs.
唯獨一個地方咧就係樓下。
The ground level.
第一層嘅。
Where animals were kept.
第一層咧就係啲動物住嘅地方。
Now you have to begin to wonder why will any Jewish homes actually have a place for animals?
點解猶太屋企有地方俾動物住嘅咧？
Now they were not into cattle business.
佢哋唔係因為想賣牛。
But every Jewish home would have a place where they would actually keep small animals.
每個猶太人屋企咧係會養啲小動物嘅。
Like a sheep or a lamb.
啲羊啊。
Or pigeons or birds or any kind of animals.
或者雀仔啊、白鴿啊。
That would be slaughtered as a sacrifice of worship.
係用嚟獻祭嘅。
They would bring them to the temple.
將佢帶去聖殿嗰度。
To make an atoning sacrifice for their sin.
讓呢啲係契在贖罪祭。
And this is where Jesus is actually born.
耶稣就在这里诞生。
In a manger of a stable of a house.
在一个马槽里面。
That is meant for sacrificial animals.
是为了,
Again, Luke is telling us what was the purpose of Jesus' life.
告诉我们耶稣的生命是为什么呢?
He's the only baby.
一个 BB.
Who is born into this world.
在这个世界诞生。
With the destiny marked on his life to die as a sacrificial lamb of God.
他的命运就成为被宰杀的羔羊。
This was God's plan of salvation.
这个就是神救恩的计划。
Jesus is the only person who was born into this world.
耶稣是唯一一个是诞生的。
Ordained, determined that his life would end on the cross.
他诞生的按立的目的呢就是在十架上面做身亡。
And that one day he would die the most cruel and disgraceful death.
有一天是最羞耻最残酷的死亡。
This was no accident.
这个不是意外。
This was intentional.
这个是刻意的。
And it is God the Father who decided to sacrifice his own son.
是父神一早已经 决定要牺牲自己的儿子
on our behalf.
是为了你和我。
He came as a king who does not just demands our loyalty or service.
他来的身份是君王，是需要我们去尊崇他。
But a loving king who is willing to lay down his own life for his people.
亦都是爱我们的君王，想我们去爱他。
That's the story of real Christmas.
这个是圣诞真正的故事。
We get so preoccupied with the season.
我们这个季节很繁忙。
Buying things and,
买这样买那样
and gifting people.
又送礼物啊。
Getting together with our families and traveling.
和亲朋戚友聚在一起啊，或者去远行。
And we really lose the real meaning of what the true gift that God wanted to give to us.
好似失去咗真正嘅圣诞意义呢个礼物。
Jesus is the real gift.
耶稣就系真正嘅礼物。
From God.
系神俾你嘅礼物。
Not because he thought that you and I deserve him.
唔系因为你我同我配得嘅。
But because he loved us.
因为佢爱你。
He so loved the world.
佢爱全世界。
That he sent his one and only son.
差派佢嘅独生儿子。
So that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
等相信佢儿子嘅人呢得到永生唔会灭亡。
Now you understand why I hate Santa Claus.
所以你知道点解我咁憎同埋讨厌圣诞老人。
Because what we preach through the message of Santa Claus is anti-gospel.
因为我哋透过圣诞老人所传嘅信息呢系同福音系唔对称嘅。
You do something good.
你做好事呢?
And you get a thing as a gift.
有人就会奖赏你。
You do something bad?
你做得不好的呢?
You miss out.
你就什么都没。
How dare you compare that story to the story of our king, the story of the shepherd who came down to lay down his own life?
你怎么可以将那个圣诞老人的故事呢和耶稣的故事相比呢?
God gave us these seasons to remember.
神给了我们不同的季节让我们可以记得。
Now, I really don't care on what day Jesus was born.
其实我唔系好理咧，耶稣系边一日出世。
In my heart, I know just the time frame of when he actually came into this world.
我心里面知道咧，佢真正出世系边一日。
But the one thing that we cannot afford to forget is why he came.
但一样我哋唔可以忘记就系点解。
And what was his most precious gift?
佢最宝贵嘅礼物。
That God wanted to bring into our lives.
就耶稣想俾我哋每一个人。
This gift is not something that is wrapped in papers.
呢份礼物咧唔系包圣诞纸入边嘅。
It does not come in Amazon cardboard box.
它不是好像亚马逊那些盒来到你门口那里。
It is in the person of Jesus.
是耶稣他自己。
And this is the only way, pathway to the joy that we celebrate today.
是透过耶稣才能得到唯独的喜乐。
The peace that we talk about.
这种平安。
The hope that we will have in this life.
这个永远的盼望。
And the love that we're all seeking.
这个我们永远都追求的爱。
This gift is available to you.
这份礼物就送给你
和我。I hope you'll not leave this place without receiving this true gift.
希望今天你离开的时候可以接受这份礼物。
Let's stand together.
请起立。
I'm not sure what the condition of your heart is today just coming into this place.
我不知道大家心里面的境况是怎样。
Probably many of us were very distracted.
很多人或者很繁忙。
Or just many of us were stressed out.
或者很大压力。
Tired.
很累。
There are demands on our lives.
生命呢有很多拉拉扯扯。
Things that need to be done.
很多事要去做。
For some of us, we came into this place feeling very lonely.
有些人或者我们觉得很孤单。
Maybe some of you may not have a family to celebrate Christmas with.
或者你的亲人不在这里。
However you feel right now,
你心情是如何呢?
I'm just hoping that you will not miss out on this gift that is available, that is in our midst today.
我盼望你就不会流失这份礼物,
It's the gift of Jesus.
就是耶稣他自己。
The gift of peace.
平安的礼物。
The gift of joy.
喜乐的礼物。
The gift of love.
爱的礼物。
That comes through our relationship with him.
你和我们每个人的关系。
Just as a posture of receiving today, will you just stretch out your hands before God?
大家可唔可以喺神嘅面前打开你嘅手，预表你接受佢份礼物呢
？And welcome this Jesus into your life.
去欢迎耶稣进入你嘅生命入边。
Father, will you forgive us for reducing this season just down to how humans celebrate holidays.
父啊，原谅我哋将呢个假期呢个节日已经践踏晒。
We belittle the true meaning of Christmas with just a few things that we enjoy.
我哋离弃咗呢个真正嘅圣诞意思，成为一个宴乐嘅日子。
That has become about our material possessions.
成为一个物质上嘅日子。
Gifts
礼物。
Father, as we humble ourselves once again and open our hearts to you,
父王，我们再次在你面前谦卑，
today we receive once again the gift of Jesus,
再次接受耶稣这份礼物，
who came as our shepherd,
他来到成为我们的牧者，
who came as a sacrificial lamb of God,
成为我们这个代罪羔羊，
who would come to pay the price that we could not afford,
他来付上这个最大的代价。
Who also came as our king,
亦都成为我们的君王，
who would lay down his life,
他愿意将自己的生命
for his people,
为他的子民摆上。
So we bring all of our distractions and our stresses and our anxiety to you,
父王，我将我们所有的压力，我们的沮丧，我们的失望摆在你面前。
And we exchange with the peace, the joy, hope and love that is found in this person of Jesus Christ.
今天要换回来的就是耶稣给我们的爱的盼望的平安。
And we celebrate your presence in our midst today.
我们庆祝，因为你是与我们同在。
Just as you came as the light of this world,
就好像你是世界的光来到我们当中。
Now we take on that light.
我们接受这个光。
And Lord, as we leave this place, that we want to shine that light of Jesus to the world around us.
主啊，当我离开这个地方，我想将你的光照耀在普世那里。
So will you light our hearts before we leave this place with the light of Christ?
当我离开之前，主啊，愿你燃点我心里面。
And will you fill us?
愿你充满我。
Will you overflow our hearts with this love and joy and peace and hope that we celebrate?
这个平安，这个盼望是涌流出来的。
Fill us with the Spirit of Christ today.
充满我们，有耶稣。
And may we be the messengers.
以致我们可以成为这个传递福音的使者。
Who proclaim the good news of your coming.
去宣扬这个福音。
This good news of great joy.
这个满有喜乐的福音。
In Jesus' name. We pray.
祷告奉耶稣名。
Amen.
Amen.